You're listening to SBS News.
The World Heritage-listed Sydney Opera House is controversially said to be the face of the world's richest horse race as the city's Randwick Racecourse prepares to host the Everest racing event on Saturday. A state government decision to promote the event via the Opera House includes beaming the jockeys' numbers and colours and the Everest trophy live on its sails during Tuesday's barrier draws for the $13 million race. An online petition against the move already has hundreds of thousands of signatures as the issue turns into a national debate. It all follows an aggressive interview last Friday between 2GB radio broadcaster Alan Jones and Opera House chief executive Louis Herron after she ruled out displaying brands or words on the sails.
Not a billboard.
Why?
Not a billboard.
Who said?
What?
Who said? You? Who the hell do you... Hang on, Louise, who do you think you are?
After the state government overturned that decision, critics accused New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian of caving to industry pressure. She denies it.
We would never do anything that wouldn't support the iconic stature of the Opera House, but it is also extremely important for us to promote those events that bring jobs and economic activity to New South Wales, which are streamed live to millions of people around the world, and that's why we're incredibly comfortable with the decision we've made.
Despite a strong backlash from conservationists and anti-gambling advocates, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has backed the move in a separate interview with Alan Jones.
It's not like they're painting it on there. I mean, it's some lights flashing up there for a brief moment at a time. I just don't understand why we tie ourselves up in knots about these things.
Of course, the Opera House was built, funded by a lottery, some people forget, is a form of gambling.
New South Wales opposition leader Luke Fawley has also supported the Premier. But federal opposition leader Bill Shorten says national icons must be respected.
I would say to Prime Minister Morrison, you're not a marketing executive. You're the Prime Minister of Australia, and that involves the obligation to respect our national icons. The Opera House is not a billboard. It's a thing of great beauty. It's part of our national treasure and deserves the respect that comes with it.
The Alliance for Gambling Reform's Stephen Mayne says advertising the event on the Opera House will boost the gambling culture in Australia.
Look, it's just another disgraceful episode in the total gambling capture of government in New South Wales. New South Wales are the world's biggest gamblers because of a culture like this that thinks it's okay to advertise a gambling horse race on the Opera House.
The famous sails have been used to promote sport previously. They were used to support the Wallabies in the 2015 Rugby World Cup final and to celebrate the Ashes cricket victory this year. Racing New South Wales chief executive Peter V. Landis says the whole issue is being exaggerated for no reason.
What is going up there is the compromised position, which is just the horse's colours, the barrier the horse has drawn, and the Everest trophy. And as I said, it's going to take between 6 and 10 minutes. So it's a bit of an overreaction, realistically, that it's a billboard when it's only going to be for a short period of time.
The National Trust has called the projection cross-commercialism, and legal analysts say the marketing stunt could be illegal because it may breach the Heritage Act. The Act says projecting colours and images onto the sails should be confined to exceptional non-commercial occasions of brief duration. UNESCO, the United Nations body that declares World Heritage Sites, is also investigating the situation. Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.